Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated. You know, modern psychology has given us many valuable insights into what it is that makes us human beings tick. And far from undermining the teachings of the Bible or of religious faith, these insights have shown how accurate and profound were the insights of people who lived thousands of years ago. Now, one modern term that we have heard used a lot is identity crisis. Have you ever heard that? He's having an identity crisis. Now, I don't remember who exactly said that first, but I do think I know what it means. It expresses two thoughts. One, that we sometimes find it difficult figuring out who we are. And the other is it is critically important for us to do so. Now, some of you might say, well, that's a silly thing to say. I know my name. I know where I live. I know who I am. But do you really? Are you that honest person who prides themselves in always telling the truth? Or are you that deceptive person who fudges their income tax? Are you that person who is outwardly friendly and kind to people? Or are you that person who gossips and passes judgment on others behind their backs? Are you that good person that you put on public display? Or that bad person whom you try so hard to keep hidden? So you see, it really isn't easy to know who we are and to figure out who we are, because each of us is really more than one person. A poet of the 20th century put it well, and I quote, "Within my earthly temple there's a crowd. There is one of me that's humbled, another proud. There is one who loves his neighbor as himself, and one who cares for naught but self. There is one that's brokenhearted for his sins, and there is another that unrepentant grins. For much corroding care I would be free, if once I could determine which is me." Today's gospel reading is about a man who found out who he was. His name was John, which means in Hebrew, God has been gracious. People call him the baptizer because that's what he did. But actually, John was a preacher and a prophet. He was a forerunner of Christ. In the Judean wilderness, he started preaching with a strange and compelling power. People were drawn to him by the thousands. His message was repentance, and those who were willing to change their lives, he baptized. Well, as you can imagine, all of this caused quite a stir, and John's fame spread far and wide. Many people actually thought that he might be the Messiah, and that was very troubling to the people in power, because part of what it means to be a Messiah is to be a king. So the religious leaders in Jerusalem sent representatives to investigate, and they asked John, "Well, who are you?" And he quietly but firmly told them, "I am not the Messiah." Well, you know, that must have been a relief for them. But still the question remained, well, who are you then? Are you Elijah or some other prophet from the past? And he said no to both questions. Well, then tell us who you are, they asked. And John answered, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness." In other words, he said, "I am simply a voice. I am a messenger." He had been given a message, and his job was to deliver it. And the first sentence of our reading today tells us where that message came from. It says, "There was a man sent from God." You see, John knew who he was. His purpose on earth was to carry out God's will. He had found something bigger than himself to which he could commit himself totally. And in that giving and that acceptance, he found out who he really was. Now then, that was certainly true of John. But you know, that's just as true of you and me. one of us here is sent by God. Our purpose on earth is to carry out God's will. You know, we're not here just to indulge ourselves and seek fulfillment of our own selfish desires. There is a much higher purpose for all of them than us than that. Every human life, including yours and mine, is like a sacred trust. It was given with the intention that we invest it in something worthwhile. And unless we do that, we'll never figure out who we are. And we'll probably miss the real meanings of our lives if we don't do that. You know, I've read many books on psychology and all that kind of stuff through the years, and I have figured out what I think the basic human problem with people is that they don't know who they are. I think it's a religious problem. A terrible identity crisis because they don't know who they are. And they don't know how they're supposed to fit into the world. They have no purpose, no meaning beyond themselves to help them live life in its proper perspective. You see, when you have no God, you actually end up making yourself a God. And you could be a very terrible God indeed. You know, the Bible's full of warnings against idolatry, and that's probably the most tempting sin of all for us human beings. But you know, you don't have to use the Bible to figure that out. You can do your own study. Study the lives of people. See how many people you can find that are selfish in spirit and healthy and happy in mind. I've never found any. Or think of yourself. Think of those times when you really have felt most fulfilled. You had a strong sense of your personal worth. You were sure that life had meaning and purpose. In other words, you knew who you were. Now, did that happen when you were most preoccupied with yourself? Did that happen when you were feeling like the world has cheated you? Probably not. Probably not. You cannot be who you are until you know who you are. And the simple fact is that all of us are people sent from God. If it were not God, where? Of course you're supposed to be here. Your life is no accident. And neither is mine. We, all of us here, are on a divine mission. Like John the Baptizer, each of us is a voice. Not a preacher, but a messenger. So what is your voice? What is your message? What is your mission? Well, you know, I can't answer that for you. Part of it probably involves just quietly being a good parent or a good child, a good wife or a good husband, a friend, a supporter of your church, a good boss or a good employee. You'll have to fill in the details yourself. But never forget that you are a person sent by God. You are here on a divine mission. You are a voice. You have a voice. Your life is meant to be a truthful message about God's love. So whatever your name may be, remember who you really are. And go out and be that best person that you possibly can be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.